Hello, my love, and happy Tuesday. We are so excited to share with you a sneak peek of today's exclusive episode that was dropped as a morning message over on the subscription of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. If you are not already subscribed to exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen, here is a little sneak peek of what you can expect every Tuesday over there in a morning message from me that will empower you to start your day with intention and clarity and help you shift into the mindset of a woman who shows up and keeps the commitments that she makes to herself. We hope that you enjoy this sneak peek. Link to join exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen is in the show notes of this episode. When you register, you will get immediate access to all bonus episodes that are over there awaiting you. Every other month, we do a Zoom call for hot seat coaching, and you have an opportunity to leave questions for me to answer for you every other Friday inside of the subscription. Enjoy today's sneak peek, and we'll talk to you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. See ya. I'm really excited for today's podcast episode that I'm going to share with you here on Exclusive Pep Talks. I want to talk about your relationship with food. I know that a lot of you watch me and follow me, and obviously you're invested in the work that I do. And you might look at me and think, well, Jessica, I don't binge eat, so I think I have a pretty good relationship with food. And while you may have a better relationship with food than I did as a binge eater and an emotional eater, I really want to remind you that you don't need to be a binge eater to have a dysfunctional relationship with food. You may not necessarily binge. You may not necessarily consume hundreds or thousands of calories in one sitting while you're kind of like zoned out and just shoveling food down your throat. You might not be experiencing that. But there are other signs and indicators that you may have a dysfunctional relationship with food. And I don't say dysfunctional in a way to make you feel bad, but I say it in a way to maybe bring light to the fact that you could bring some intentionality to focusing on improving the relationship that you have with food. You guys have heard me talk about a bajillion times. Things in our lives, very specific things in our lives, only change when we bring a heightened level of intentionality to that area, right? So if you're working on transforming your body, you may only be focused on calories in, calories out, and going to the gym, but you may have a dysfunctional relationship with food, and that's not going to change through trying to change your body or lose weight. That's only going to change when we bring intentionality to the relationship that we have with food, which means the way that we think about it, the thoughts that we experience around it, the way that we talk to ourselves about it, and of course, the way that we interact with it. So I want to talk to you today about a couple of signs that you might need to work on your relationship with food a little bit. And if you see yourself in some of these things, I'm going to share with you exactly where you can start doing this work. So a couple of ways that you can identify if you might need a little bit of work with your relationship with food. Number one is labeling foods as good or bad, which often leads to feeling guilty after eating. One of the things that's really important that we do with food, especially if you're a binge eater or an emotional eater, we want to make sure that we're making food as neutral of a thing in our lives as possible. A lot of us have given way too much emotion to food, whereas food is something that makes us really, really happy. Food is something that makes us feel really, really bad. Food is something that makes us feel guilty or frustrated or angry with ourselves. We want to make sure that we're not labeling foods as good or bad, because what happens in turn with that is that we often start labeling ourselves as good or bad based off of the choices that we have made. So you might eat a salad and think, oh my gosh, I've been such a good girl today. And you might eat a slice of pizza and think, oh my gosh, I've been so bad. Number one, we shouldn't be feeling good or bad about ourselves based off of the way that we're eating. But so many of us have gotten stuck in this habit of doing so that we don't recognize that it's problematic. We want to make sure that we're really just seeing food as, sure, some foods are more nutrient dense and provide more nutrition to our bodies, but we're allowed to eat foods that aren't just for nutritional purposes. Food gets to be a celebratory thing. It gets to be a thing that we enjoy the taste of. It gets to be a part of an experience in life, but that doesn't mean that it has to control our emotions one way or another. Another indicator that your relationship with food could use some work. We are sorry to leave you hanging, love, but that is it for your sneak peek of today's exclusive episode over on Exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, you can subscribe to Exclusive Pep Talks using the link in the show notes of this episode. Until we chat again, I love you and I hope you have the best day ever. See you guys.